As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, October the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that. Hard facts, certainly workable solutions when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time that you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Out of Exeter, Missouri, the big mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome throughout the broadcast. Precious metals this morning stabilized after being pummeled Tuesday. The U.S. dollar index opens lower. We'll go into that in a market report in a moment. News writers remain noticeably quiet. Wow, what's up with all of this? Midterm elections just 13 days away and not a thing on the news. Well, God turns his back on Crystal Cathedral Ministries. Schuller's files bankruptcy. We didn't cover that one yesterday. It was on my browser, and I just skipped it. We're going to cover it today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we found gold, luckily, up $1.20. It was up higher this morning, but it's under attack again today. Gold up $1.20 at $1,336.50 an ounce, paring off fully $50 off of its recent highs. Silver up 25 cents this morning, trying to rebound back towards that $24 mark at $23.62 troy ounce. Platinum up $9 at $1,670 an ounce, and palladium up $6 at $576 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, very narrow trading band, about $9. The low is at $1,335. The high, and this again is as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the high at $1,344, $9. But at $1,336.50, your gold is still up $281.80 year-to-year for a 26.72% return on your investment, and it's shaming the banks and everybody else. So hang on to your positions, buy on the dips, as they say, look for the long holding, and stick right with us. The London Gold Fix this morning, the LBMA, the London Gold Fix, the boys set the price at $1,340.50, and we're just below that by $4. Well, we'll be right back. Much more to come. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Lots of news, but let's go back into this trading, the active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and close out our market report for this morning. But again, find gold trading up $1.20 this morning. It was up much higher than that. Well, not much higher. It was up $5.80 about 2 hours ago. But gold was up $1.20 at $1,336.50. Now, yesterday it took an amazing smash. That's the exchange power of the exchange traded funds, but it wasn't limited to the gold market. The gold, the silver, the platinum, palladium, all down. But the Dow Jones was down. Everything was down all across the board, and there were some anomalies in the trading too. So we'll talk about that as we go in. But gold is this morning up $1.20 so far at $1,336.50 an ounce. Silver up 25 cents at $23.62. If you haven't increased your silver position yet, you might look at it now. It'd be a good time to get back into the market. As they say, you know, you buy long, stay long, but buy the dips if you're into the precious metals at all. Buy it when they get stamped down like this. Pick up a little bit extra. Platinum up $9 this morning at $1,670, regaining some of what was paired off yesterday. Palladium up $6 at $576 an ounce. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, only a $9 band. If we can stay right in here in the 135 to 150 range for maybe a week to 10 days, maybe even until after the elections, we should be able to go right on then back up into the 1400 area. The SPDR gold shares overnight paired off 0.91 metric tons in their holding, and so some of their selling yesterday perhaps influenced the market. We'll find out more about that. I'll have to look into it as the day goes on. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average wasn't spared yesterday. There were anomalies in the market. We'll talk about it in a news article. But they dropped 165 points and closed out yesterday at 10,979. The NASDAQ closed down 44 at 2437. The S&P 500 closed off 19 at 1,166. So it's fairly well a bad day for everybody yesterday. Crude oil this morning up 78 cents a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude at $80.27 a barrel. The U.S. dollar index this morning reversing its upward tick yesterday morning, now losing 0.52 basis points at 77.69. The foreign exchange rates this morning up all the way across the board. When the U.S. dollar goes down, the foreign exchange rates go up. A lot of talk about China yesterday, but China's move didn't seem to make a big deal for anybody. So they were pointing at something as an indicator, but other forces were in the market, no doubt. Probably the president's working group on financial markets with trillions and trillions trying to do everything they can do to get gold and silver down and keep it away from the 14 mark as we move towards the midterm election. But the Canadian loonie up this morning, 27 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents U.S., the Mexican peso, strong and above the 8-cent mark, but coming up 35 basis points at 8 cents. The multiplier there, if you happen to be going into Mexico, is 12.4773. pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning moves up 82 basis points, a strong move in the euro at $1.38 U.S. The British pound up 17 at $1.57. The Swiss franc up another 69, firmly at $1.04 U.S. exchanged against our dollar in the trade markets. The bond this morning, the U.S. indebtedness, the treasuries, the bond market, the 2-year, is at 0.36, moving up a little bit, but still not exactly cheerful news for the bonds. The 10-year yield is at 2.50%. Now, if you think you're doing poorly in gold and silver, just look at that. How would you like to be in 2-year bonds bringing home 0.36% as opposed to a 26.72% increase in your precious metals in just 1 year? And that's spot gold, you know, being for semi-numismatics and the graded coins are doing much better than that. But anyway, the mortgage market this morning, oh, I didn't finish it. The 2-year is at 0.36, the 10-year is at 2.50%, and the 30-year bonds are yielding 3.91%. Wait, you'll get pulled 391 for, well, anyway, I wouldn't tie up money for 30 years at that. But banks are willing to do it. The 15-year mortgage this morning moving down from 3.89% a month ago to 3.67% as they try and entice people back into the mortgage market. And the 30-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.52% to 4.27%. The prime rate, of course, is at 3.25%. Let's jump over and take a look and see what we have in the news basket today. This is an article that I didn't cover yesterday, but I will cover today, as is the discussion about the Crystal Cathedral. But before we go into the Crystal Cathedral, let's see what we've got cooking here. Somebody is, from time to time, my computer locks up, and I don't understand why it does that. It just tries to play all kinds of games with me. Let's see what I can just talk about a little bit here. Let's see what this thing is doing, some kind of a goofy. Sometimes it gets into a loop with the printer and just wants to do nothing but be cantankerous. Oh, come on. Play around with me. Amazing. Man, it just wants to sit here and be locked up. Well, let's see what we can do. It's all locked up. Let's go over here and jump to another one. Maybe we can come back to it. Sometimes they have they've got these various websites loaded up with so many of these commercials and things like that that open and they run and they've got all kinds of stuff going on with them. Rather unusual. Let's see if we can get back up in here. I'm still trying to do something goofy. Well, maybe we're going to have to hold off on the news basket for just a moment. It's still not letting me back into it. What's going down? It's trying to do something. Hold on a second. Bear with me. What on earth? Well, I'll tell you about the this Crystal Cathedral thing. I really want to cover that. Oh, come on, computer. Knock it off. What's going on? Let's go to there and go back to this one again. Let's see. There we go. Let's see if we can get that. No, it's just trying to be a nut. Well, it's just being a nut. Nothing much I can do about that. Sitting here with a bunch of material, and we don't have anything to go with because I can't get my computer to open. Let's just jump over here and pick up the same thing. I want to pick up the same article. See if I can do it this way. Peculiar. This little laptop computer got nailed, absolutely nailed, and I'm telling you, big time nailed. And ever since it has, I don't know whether it's got rootkits or what it's got in it, but it is sometimes you go to open a printer document or some other thing like that, and it will just completely bog down to the point that you just can't do anything. I'll just jump over here to Blacklisted News if there's no other place. Let's jump here and go there and look at this and just give you one here. What do we got right on the top while we're waiting for this thing to come in? Can the government do what? Eat asparagus? Oh, my goodness. That's ridiculous. Hold on a second, folks. I please apologize for this. What on earth can you do with that? They're trying to do something here. All right. This thing is locked up as tight as a drum, and it won't move, won't budge. Unbelievable. Well, let's see what they got over here. Here's a break. Thank goodness. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. seconds. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflower XL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Well, it looks to me like we finally were able to get that cantankerous file to shut up and quit bugging us, so we're back on the program and going here. That's the way it goes, folks. I mean, to tell you, sometimes I could take these computers and throw them all out in the window. Once upon a time, when I had more money to do it, I used to print all these articles out. Now we would just have them printed, and I could put them in the file. That way I'd have the articles that we shared on air. Unfortunately, it got to be terribly expensive. I don't know about how many of you use an HP laser printer, but those printing cartridges don't last at all, just a few pages, and they're like $20 a pop, so it got to be really, really pricey, you know, doing a five-day-a-week radio broadcast and printing out all the articles. But this is an article I came across yesterday I really wanted to share with you. It's the Crystal Cathedral. This is off Bloomberg. Home to the Hour of Power, seeking bankruptcy protection. So apparently, you know, as we saw in the Zeitgeist movie, you know, God always has to be fed, but God doesn't like the Hour of Power, apparently, and they don't have enough money to go around here. Crystal Cathedral Ministries, the Southern California megachurch founded by television evangelist Robert Schuller, filed for bankruptcy court protection from his creditors, which are owed as much as $100 million. The church, known for its television show, The Hour of Power, that's not to be confused with Joyce Riley's Power Hour, listed assets and debts of $50 million to $100 million each in Chapter 11 documents filed yesterday in U.S. bankruptcy court in Santa Ana, California. The church, based in Garden Grove, claims a congregation of 10,000 members. 10,000 members. Budgets could not be cut fast enough to keep up with the unprecedented rapid decline in revenue due to the recession. So I guess Jesus isn't as popular when people's pockets are empty. You know, name it and claim it doesn't really work if you're broke and you're on the street. Senior pastor Sheila Schuler Coleman said in a statement, U.S. churches are struggling financially because high unemployment rates has cut off weekly offerings. My goodness, why don't they just burn an incense offering and ask God to take the burden of unemployment off of its people? I mean, do they have any faith? Said Wayne Bradshaw, president and chief operating officer of Broadway Federal Bank. The Los Angeles-based lender does about 25% of its lending business with churches. The Broadway Federal Bank does 25% of its lending business with churches. Broadway, which has about $510 million in assets, has made about $100 million in loans to churches. Bradshaw said the church-related loans have a higher rate of late payments than Broadway's other loans, Bradshaw said. Right? We're seeing more late payments. I guess God is falling behind. Bradshaw said in a phone interview, there certainly has been increasing delinquencies. My. Crystal Cathedral spokesman John Charles said in an interview the church's revenue has fallen about 40% this year. What happened to that prosperity preaching message they've been laying out for so many years? Their parishioners here, the pew dusters, are not doing too well. From 2008 to 2009, revenue fell from about $30 million to about $22 million. I wonder if that has anything to do with digital TV. People didn't get their digital TVs and their flat plate TVs and all of that. Maybe they quit watching the TV ministries, huh? Glory of Easter? To count the declines, the church sold a 170-acre retreat, cut staff, and canceled its Glory of Easter program. Maybe no glory at Easter this year, I guess. One of the vendors that provided the animals for that service is among the church's creditors. I guess they ain't getting enough for the sheep, huh? along with some television stations and a supplier of high-definition television equipment. Charles said, it's probably that high-def TV. I don't know. Maybe it's a loss of faith. Maybe people just are broke. The church decided to file bankruptcy after some of its creditors sued for payment. They got to sue for payment? According to the statement, the board of directors on August the 27th authorized a bankruptcy filing by Chief Financial Officer Fred W. Southard, according to court papers. Robert Schuller cited the title of his 1994 book, Tough Times Never Last, But Tough People Do, as he forecast in the statement that the church will overcome its financial difficulties. No doubt. No doubt. Church operations, including the television show, will continue while Crystal Cathedral tries to reorganize and reduce its debts, the church said. Schuller retired from daily oversight of the church earlier this year. Maybe they lost their magic touch there. Didn't quite have the spiritual guidance of Mr. Schuller. He was succeeded by his daughter, Schuller Coleman. The Crystal Cathedral is a glass-enclosed building designed to double as a television studio to broadcast the Sunday worship services. The 145-foot-wide chancel area can hold 1,000 singers, and the church organ contains 16,000 pipes. The entranceway contains two 90-foot-tall doors, and the altar is dominated by a 17-foot-tall, old, rugged wooden cross decorated with gold leaf. Well, didn't want to lose that article off the browser. Glad I was able to get back to it today. The economic news, go back to that. I don't want to beat up on these people at the Crystal Cathedral, but really, people, does Jesus need all that? Is that what your faith is all about? Your big glass building, 1,000 singers, 16,000 pipes on your pipe organ? Whatever happened to Bible study? Maybe they just kind of set that aside. It didn't have the panache. It didn't have the zip, the zim, and the vigor. Hate to beat up on them. Tomorrow's going to be a big day in the economy. We're going to have the jobless claims out, early leading indicators, Philadelphia Fed, so on and so forth, natural gas, lots on the agenda tomorrow. Keep your eyes peeled. We might see all kinds of action there. But the Mortgage Bankers Association report is out this morning. They're down 6.7%. The refinance index, down 11.2%. The composite, down 10.5%. Things are not looking good. Purchase applications fell steeply for a second straight week. This is the Mortgage Bankers Association, down 6.7% in the October 15th week, following an 8.5% drop in the prior. You add the two together, you're looking at 14 and better. The decline points to new trouble for the housing market, where indicators had finally started to stabilize. Refinancing applications swung 11.2% over following the prior prior week's 21.0% jump. Rates popped back up in the week, 13 basis points higher for the 30-year fixed mortgage to an average of 4.34%. So what's all that about? Maybe the word is on the street. Maybe people are a little bit gun-shy about going out there and picking up on one of these loans, you know, these toxic currency loans that are out there. Maybe there's something to that. Let's go to the article that discusses it. Bank of America plans to revive its foreclosures and its shares advance. Funny, isn't it, how you can just make a claim like that or make a statement and things start to look better? David Mildenberg and Eric Schatzker and Andrew Fry, writing for Bloomberg, yesterday afternoon's news, Bank of America will defend our shareholders. Okay, they're going to defend our shareholders. Not necessarily are they going to be defending the borrowers, the mortgage holders. No, we've got to defend our shareholders. And that's not good news. By disputing any unjustified demands that it repurchased defective mortgages. So, mom and pop America, sitting out there trying to deal with a 30-second, you know, foreclosure hearing. Maybe they might get as much as 5 minutes if they're really fortunate. and their home equity that they've saved up and paid off 30-year mortgages time and time again. They paid off all of these mortgages, and now they're losing everything. And Bank of America, they're going to fire up their legal beagles, and they're going to start trouncing on American people. Well, we'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back to this article again, and they continue, and they say, most claims, quote, don't have the defects that the people allege. Moynihan, this is Bank of America Chief Executive Officer Brian T. Moynihan, good Irish boy there, apparently. He said on Bloomberg Television, most claims don't have the defects that people allege. And going to continue, sir, sir, they say, we end up restoring them, then they go back into the pools, all right, the bad loans. They restore them, and then they go back into the pools. I don't know how many of you have been following Mike Chambers' coverage of this, but his broadcast yesterday, a lengthy deposition, read most of it, if not all of it. Incredible to find out some of the inner details, the inner workings from the legal research end of all of this. The fraud that is so huge that it won't stay in the closet. It's out on the street, and the banks are worried, and it may have had something to do with the collapse yesterday. Bank of America, the largest U.S. lender, said as it reported third quarter results today that mortgage investors were pushing the company to repurchase almost $13 billion of loans whose standards were challenged, right? Mortgage investors. Shares of the Charlotte, North Carolina-based company declined 9.1% last week, reaching their lowest in more than a year. Now, Bank of America is the largest bank in this country, folks, and their stocks are declined 10% virtually. Continuing, the cost of buying back mortgages that didn't meet investor standards declined about 30% to $872 million from $1.25 billion in the second quarter. The company expects a cost averaging $500 million each quarter for the next couple of years or so, tied to faulty loans. Right? That's a chunk of change. It probably will go higher than that. A Bank of America executive said on a conference call with analysts, the sum of outstanding claims submitted by investors jumped 71% to $12.9 billion from $7.5 billion as of last year's third quarter. The initial assessment, the bank said yesterday, it will start resubmitting foreclosure affidavits in 102,000 cases in which judgment is pending. Now, if they use the same mills, will those documents get any better treatment? Or will they just go back through and have a more authentic looking forged signature on them? I don't know. Under pressure from lawmakers and state officials, bankers had been delaying action until they could answer allegations that filings were marred by the so-called robo-signing. And what I've learned from Mike Chambers, this robo-signing thing comes out of a blog post or someplace. Good terminology here. It's like Barry the Usurper, robo-signing, in which employees vouch for the accuracy of court filings without personally checking loan records. Bank of America's suspension had included all 50 states as it reviewed documents. There's a quote, our initial assessment findings show that the basis for our foreclosures decisions is accurate. Don Fram, a company spokesman, said yesterday, Bank of America was criticized by community groups and the Service Employees International Union for restarting the process. The company hasn't spent enough time on its review. The SEIU said in a joint statement with PICO National Network, National People's Action, Northwest Federation of Community Organizations, and the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment. I guess they got the communists riled up. These socialists, you know, National People's Action. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. A matter of weeks is the proletariat against the bourgeoisie. A matter of weeks. Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray said the banks may have mishandled tens of thousands of cases. They tell us tens of thousands of cases. Folks, these guys are pumping out tens of thousands of cases a week. Anyway, they tell us that they have fixed the problem in a matter of weeks, Cordray said in a statement. We're certainly not going to take their word for it. And I think that's a very competent statement to make. They got to get it all done in a week or two. I don't buy that. The lender will deal with home seizures and reach purchase demands into 2012, Moynihan said. You have to tie this into the larger process, which is getting the housing market and foreclosures through the system. Now, this is not the real issue. The real issue is calling into question the title of every property in this country since they went into the securitization process back in the 1980s. All right? This fraud is deep. This fraud is deep. Actually, we ought to go back to about 1933 when they took away our gold, all right? And start coming forward with that Federal Reserve note, that toxic slime. You know, both Mike and I have interviewed the authors, Ronald P. McDonald and Robert Rowan, the authors of They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. And if we want to be real honest, we need to understand that using these Federal Reserve notes, they have the power to discharge a debt, but they can never extinguish one. So there's this toxic hypothecation lien that lays on everything that we ever touch with those notes. Continuing, putbacks rather than faulty foreclosures are more likely to prove costly for the banks, said Meredith Whitney, founder of Meredith Whitney Advisor Group, in an interview yesterday at a conference in Naples. That would probably be a rather interesting clip to find and play. Putback's not a blip. Robo-signing is just a blip, she said. That's nothing to worry about. The second issue, the putbacks, it isn't a blip. Now we'll see what's more on that. Bank of America sold more than $1 trillion in loans from 2004 to 2008 to government-sponsored entities such as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Moynihan said in today's interview. Of course, we had to bail out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. About 1.5% are later debated. Of every three contested loans, the bank typically takes one back. The GSEs don't pursue one, and the other, that's the government-supported entities, and the other one we fight about and solve. As a result, there's a long pattern you're seeing go through. The bank's earnings, he said, this is not pleasant, and we would like to get through it. We're going to defend our shareholders. So they're going to fire up more and more, and this is a long article, only about halfway through it, but we're going to go on away from it. This is something that happened yesterday. The New York Stock Exchange software glitch spurs a $7.9 billion misprice in the S&P 500 ETFs. All right, this happened. Michael P. Reagan and Nina Mehta, writing at 3.07 p.m. yesterday for Bloomberg, regulators can add a faulty software update at the New York Stock Exchange Euronext Electronic ARCA stock market to the list of mishaps that have weighed on investor confidence. If you don't have any confidence in these markets, of course, you're not going to be in them. And millions of people have taken their money out. A lot of the day traders are out of these markets. People do not have confidence in a system where front-running and nanosecond trades can come ahead of their trades, and their trades can be held up while the computers position and go again you. A system upgrade at ARCA triggered what appeared to be a 9.6% plunge yesterday in an exchange-traded fund that tracks the Standard & Poor 500 index, a drop that would have erased $7.9 billion from one of the most popular securities in the U.S. Data published by electronic venues at 4:15 p.m. New York time showed that the SPDR, S&P 500 ETF Trust, this is not the GLD, but the same group, the SPDR, S&P 500 ETF Trust, at $106.46, compared with its opening level of $117.74, so it dropped 11 bucks out of there. The prices were later voided, and the closing price updated to $118.54, or up 0.7%, the exchange official said. Now, here's a quote. Quote, something went wrong. The question is why. Well, I'll tell you. You know, I used to come out. I'm all ready to go. My browser's all loaded up, ready to do business, rock and roll, do the radio broadcast, and this thing locks up. Computers are not infallible. And so something did go wrong. But I think the question is not just why, but why are we putting all of our eggs in these computer baskets on something as important as the stock exchanges? Well, this is very complicated, and trying to do it with paper would be challenging, but there something went wrong yesterday. The question is why, said James Angle, a finance professor at Georgetown. I've got a Jesuit in my pocket university. Quote, for them to cancel the trades is probably causing heartburn in back offices across the country. The glitch in the fund with a market value of more than the glitch in the fund with a market value of more than $80 billion comes as federal regulators are trying to prove U.S. exchanges still work after the May 6 crash that erased $862 billion of share value in 20 minutes. See the problem here? You know, they worry about being able to hack into the Iranian nuclear program and, you know, shut them down. If people are able to do that, are they able to hack into the... Can they shut the whole, you know, exchange down in a nanosecond? Drive in a panic of unprecedented magnitude all on the specious blip of a computer screen? Looks like it could happen. We'll be right back.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're just letting the time slide away here, unfortunately, but this article is important enough to look at for just in a minute more. They claim that the issue has now been resolved. This was yesterday, and Pelikechi or something like that said in an interview yesterday, operations will be normal tomorrow. That would be today, said Mary McGee, spokeswoman for the State Street Corporation. It's this fund is managed by the State Street Global Advisors. This is the same as the SPDR gold shares, by the way. But that's by the World Gold Council. I don't know what's going on with all of this stuff. Trading in another security link, the S&P 500, the E-mini futures contract, traded on Chicago Merck, helped start the May 6 crash, blah, blah, blah. That briefly set the Dow Jones Industrial down 998.5 points. You can all remember that one. And there's more. Mary Shapiro, the SEC chairman, she's in here. She's trying to protect the investors in a fragmented U.S. stock market while maintaining liquidity on exchanges dominated by firms that profit from computerized trading, and then they go on and they've got all kinds of proposals for improvement. It's just out there, just to let you know. You know, don't run and jump off a bridge or fly out of a tall building. Just because we see activity going on that's an anomaly in the stock market, you can't trust. It's all a rigged game anyway. It's all a rigged game. It's a crapshoot. It's a casino. You take your risks, you know. The greater the risk, the greater the rewards sometimes. Sirius XM, here's a risk that's being taken, explores alternatives for life without Howard Stern. Now, he's Bubba the Love Sponge, I think. He's on right now someplace in America, right opposite this broadcast. But here's a story by Brett Pulley, October the 18th, now 2 days old. Sirius XM Radio, Inc. is exploring programming alternatives in case the satellite broadcaster and talk show host Howard Stern and they are not able to agree on a new contract, Chief Executive Officer Mel Karmazin said. Stern, whose five-year, $500 million contract expires in December. Let's see now. Mr. Will's been on the air now for 2 years, and I haven't received a dime. Well, I've gotten a couple of small donations. $500 million contract. I don't know what that is. Is that $1 million a year for 5 years? He's continuing to negotiate with a New York-based company, and a resolution will come before the end of the year. Karmazin, who's 67 years old, said in an interview yesterday, Sirius XM radio stations, or stations such as Raw Dog Comedy and Playboy Radio, would help retain many of Stern's listeners if he left. So they'll bring in the Raw Dog to replace this raunchy mouth Jew. And Playboy Radio, I don't know, what do you do with Playboy Radio? I mean, you know, how does that translate, you know, really? Do they just talk sexy? I don't know. There's no deal, Karmazin said. The only announcement will be when there is a deal or there's not a deal, and I'm hopeful there will be a deal. That's like Copenhagen, trying to get a deal. Stern is responsible for adding about 2 million subscribers to the Sirius XM since he moved to satellite radio from a terrestrial network in January of 2006, according to Tuna Amobi. I know you can tune a car. I know you can tune a guitar, but can you tune a Moby? I don't know. An analyst at Standard & Poor's in New York, total subscribers may surpass 20 million before the end of the year. You see why we're in trouble, folks? You can't get people to listen to a broadcast like this, but they'll listen to this foul-mouthed Jew come out with the lap dancing and pole dancing and queers and everything else. And these guys are pulling in 20 million listeners? No, 2 million subscribers. He's running on a $5 million contract. This is what we're up against in this business, okay? You don't try to replace Howard, Karmazin said. I don't think there's a radio personality that's out there that we could bring in and say to Howard Stern's fans, let us introduce you to this new talent, William Roberts. No. I don't imagine my phone will be ringing later in the morning as Karmazin calls me asking to have me fill in for Howard Stern. I guess I could talk like a sailor for $1 million a year. Howard has a great deal of options, many options available to him. And it goes on, I want the subscriber to be very happy, Karmazin said. There's nothing out there that fits our core competencies. And it continues. Last week, Sirius XM sold $700 million of 8-year senior notes in a boosted offering. I guess Stern's their little, he's like a pampered pony, you know, pampered pony. They probably rub him down in the morning. He's probably got a staff of 100 people. Anyway, that's that article. That's what the problem is, folks. People are getting their mind filled full of all kinds of nonsense instead of listening to a little bit of the truth. U.S. Bancorp this morning, profit rises 51%. Exceeding analyst estimates. So some of the banks are still continuing to just drag it in, all right? Profit rises 51%. U.S. Bancorp, the fifth biggest U.S. commercial bank by deposits, said third quarter profit rose 51%, beating analyst estimates as cost declined for delinquent loans. And these guys are lawyering up against Ma and Pa America? Net income increased to $908 million, or 45 cents a share, from $603 million, or 30 cents a share, a year earlier, the Minneapolis-based bank said in a statement. The average estimate was for 43 cents, according to a Bloomberg survey, and it continues. They forged ahead when others were backing down. Well, that's amazing, isn't it? Go into the green energy basket a little bit here. Iberdrola, 9-month profit, climbs on higher output. And again, as I mentioned yesterday and many times in the past, reading these Bloomberg articles, oftentimes these look like advertisements. This is like IPOs, the initial public offerings. These are like getting people excited about buying individual companies' stock shares. You try and find any news of real substance, especially the last few days on Bloomberg, you're just about fresh out of luck. But I stick with this website and read the various authors and go to all of the little sections on the website each morning to get an idea of just how deep the programming is running, just how, you know, they say you can have errors of commission where you make a mistake, you know, you commit an error. But you can also have these errors of omission where you don't ever say a word. You don't say a word. Mum's the word. Mum's the word about how bad things really have gotten in the United States of America. Let's talk about France instead. Let's talk about Spain. Iberdrola S.A., the world's largest owner of wind energy parks, there's Don Quixote back in the news again, increased nine-month profits 2% as it generated more electricity with hydropower plants and wind turbines. Well, at least they understand where the power really lies. Net income rose to 2.07 billion euros, or 2.85 billion U.S., from 2.03 billion euros a year ago. The Bilbao, Spain-based company, said today in a regulatory filing, that exceeded the 1.984 billion euro mean estimate and blah, blah, blah. Chief Executive Jose Ignacio Sanchez Galan said, quote, I hope and trust that results at the end of the year will maintain or improve the line we have had in these 9 months, Galan said on a conference call. So they're looking for this to continue to increase. They're looking to continue to make more money here off of Iberdrola Renewables SA, the utility's renewable energy unit, aims to increase its capacity to 12,500 megawatts of wind power by the end of this year. Whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not, or whether we think this is the best use of money, these wind turbines are going up, these wind farms are going up all across the planet. Spain's largest utility generates more than half its power outside the country after expanding abroad to cut reliances on the domestic market, where demand fell in 2009. Right? Demand, sustainable development, the concept of sustainable. What is to sustain? Sustain is to prop up, to shore up, to hold up something that wouldn't be able to hold its own weight. Sustaining development, environmental and developmental concerns. In order to have environmental and developmental concerns to continue to list their stocks on the New York Stock Exchange at a profit, you've got to increase the demand. And the way that you get the demand is that you run articles like this in the front page of Bloomberg and on all the television and on all the banner ads that are logging down my computer over here on the side, and you see a windmill every time you turn around. I think the only thing that you see more often than a windmill these days is a woman's breast, whether she's got her hand cupped over it or not, all right, with a pink ribbon. This month, the utility increased its holding in Spanish wind turbine manufacturer Gamesa Corporación Tecnológica S.A. We think the stock is cheap. So just going on and on about stocks. Our engineers say the products they are developing are very good and will have a very reasonable cost and operating costs that are even inferior to the ones that we have until now. Very probably in the next few months, we may take the first orders of the 4.5 megawatt machines to be delivered in 2012 and operative by 2013. They're coming. Coming to a town near you. Hello, Don Quixote. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as we begin our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. First hour, cover a little bit of news out of the news basket, variety of things, dealt with a little technical glitch there that cost us about $10 of valuable airtime. But got it through that, going on through the news a little bit further here, we find again, you know, this Iberdrola, they're making big bucks on the wind turbines. A lot of this stuff is being subsidized, and it's being subsidized by the end users. That would be you and that would be me, folks. We always take it in the end. The end user at the checkbook, on the kitchen table as you write out your check for your electricity, all right? It's historic already. It's gone across the whole planet. Wherever they put in these things, we have to subsidize them. And so your electricity goes up. We talked about that setup over there, the Cape Wind project on the Nantucket Sound, where the people, the locals in the area, have been fighting against having this thing put out 4.7 miles from shore, a 25-square-mile wind farm, some 250 or more, I can't remember, maybe as many as 300-plus of these wind turbines, and the people that are living there along the Nantucket Sound, a beautiful place, you know, Martha's Vineyard and all that, they don't want to look out as their picturesque window at their ocean view and see a bunch of whirlybirds out there, you know, chopping the heads off the geese as they try to make their way north in the fall. Anyway, yeah, it's just unbelievable, but here's another one. NL signs a 200-megawatt project agreement with the Tennessee Valley Authority, right? TVA. The NLSPA, NL. Where are they from? NL. It sounds like European as well. NLSPA said in a statement today that its Green Power Unit, BP, British Petroleum Beyond Power, Beyond Petroleum, Beyond Power too. NLSPA said in a statement today that its Green Power Unit signed a wind power agreement with the Tennessee Valley Authority. The deal covers a wind farm for 200 megawatts, according to the statement. All right, very small one-liner, but it's out there. It's on my radar screen now, and so is this. Got a call from Brian in Arizona earlier in the week. I think it was on Monday, where he was questioning in regards to this Debt-Free America Act, this H.R. 4646. This is this 1% transportation tax. It's only got, you know, the sponsor here from what I'm seeing on thomas.gov is a Representative Fatah Chaka, or Chaka Fatah, or Fatah Chaka, or something. I don't know. Anyway, it was introduced on February the 23rd of 2010, and he has no co-sponsors. All right, the related bill is a Senate Bill 2965. Latest major action, it was on the 23rd, it was referred to the House Committee, referred to the Committee on Ways and Means, and in addition to the committees on budget rules and appropriations for a period to be subsequently determined by the Speaker, in each case for consideration of such provisions as fall within the jurisdictions of the committees concerned, blah, 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 and the text of the legislation can be found. Okay, so it's H.R. 4646. But even though this has made, you know, blogosphere history, it doesn't look to me like there's a lot of support for this. I might be, you know, mistaken and horribly and terribly surprised after the election, but this doesn't look like something that's going to come through. It basically is going to, at least ostensibly, make a major inroad on the monopoly of the Internal Revenue Service, and I don't think that's likely to occur. Alfred Addis last evening went through and very carefully laid out. If you have a 1% tax on a transaction, you go to the bank and you deposit, let's say, $100, and you got a 1% tax on that, you only deposit $99. And that money that is now in your checking account. Then you turn around and you write checks on that, and for every check that you write, that's another 1%. And then when the guy deposits his check for the services or the goods performed, that's another one. Well, you get the idea. Bad news. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so just briefly looking at this H.R. 4646, the Debt-Free America Act, of course, you know, you got to be really careful with that. You know that it's always the opposite, the Patriot Act being probably the most unpatriotic piece of legislation ever passed, the Homeland Security, well, you know, there's no security in that, but the Debt-Free America Act brings us all into debt if this passes. Not a very good program. And that's for sure. But here they say again, this act may be cited as the Debt-Free America Act. Once again, for your browser, it's H.R. 4646. If you haven't visited thomas.gov, you can do that. You can get the copy and, you know, look at all of it yourself. but I've just got it open in front of me. I'll give you a little bit. Here are some of the findings. Congress finds the following. Number one, that the current tax structure creates economic distortions that limit growth and job creation. Well, amen to that, brother. I think you can all agree there. The estimated cost of compliance to taxpayers is $5 billion hours and approximately $200 billion. Restructuring the tax code will promote economic prosperity. How about eliminating that tax code? Replacing existing federal taxes with a fee on transactions eliminates systemic inefficiency that plagues the current tax code. Unfortunately, he hasn't thought this through. This is so costly that, it would be unbearable, a 1% tax on every transaction. As we said, you put $100 in your checking account, and you can only effectively deposit $99. You go out and you write your $99 worth of checks on that, and you lose another, 1% out of all that. The guy that you give the checks to, they wind up having to pay a tax on that. They then all of the producers and all of the suppliers and all the service providers, they'll have to increase their prices by 1% by the time it gets down, but eventually, because everybody, no matter who, every time you have a transaction, eventually, everybody's paying this 1%, eventually, you've given it all back in tax. Essentially, you're loaning money into existence by depositing it, and then you eventually take it all back out of existence through this tax. Anyway, these guys, I don't know, they don't live in the real world. The United States, from its beginning in 1790 to present, has been free of national debt for only 2 years. America began, and the United States began in 1790. Put that one on your browser. The United States, from its beginning in 1790, has been free of national debt for only 2 years, 1834 and 1835. The national debt has grown from $75.5 million in 1790 to $5.8 trillion in 2008. Expressed as a percentage of gross domestic product, GDP, the national debt reached a high of 108.6% of the GDP in 1946. And it continues. The purpose of all of this act is to establish a fee on most transactions. Then it goes through and it delimits some of the people that won't have to pay the fee. It's different than a sales tax in that a sales tax is charged only on sales to the final consumer, and the transaction fee would apply to intermediate users as well as end users. It would be everybody. It's different than a value-added tax, commonly used in European and other countries, in that a VAT, value-added tax, is imposed only on a portion of a transaction's value. It's intended to raise sufficient revenue to eliminate the national debt, which was $10.6 trillion. Well, it's going to raise it from you and I, folks. It's going to pull $10.6 trillion away from you and I. What we need to do is repudiate the debt, a debt that cannot be paid, as Alfred Addis has said in the past, will not be repaid. Repudiation is the best approach. Transaction fees, and it continues lots more to that. There is an interesting website up there. I always found it yesterday. Let's see if we can get it to come up for me without locking up my computer. There's an interesting little document out there. It's a 9-page PDF, and there's a website. It's www.law.umich, it must be University of Michigan, edu. And there's a little 8-page web PDF that you can find up there. It's a drafting .pdf. I'll just give it to you. www.law.umich.edu/library/students/research/documents/drafting.pdf. You know, we talked about this legal research and writing for the paralegal. And yesterday, Mike Chambers, on his broadcast, took a deposition that was taken from a paralegal. And we found, not only when we studied Deborah Bouchot's book, Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals, we discovered that in that process, that just like in the engineering office where the architects the engineering technicians do most of the heavy lifting, and the architectural offices where the architectural designers and drafters do most of the heavy lifting, the same is true in the legal field, where Stern, with his mansions and his Bugattis and stuff like that, is dependent upon all of the paralegals in their office to make this fraud happen. But this little draft, this little document was rather interesting. One of the things that I discovered going through this book, Legal Research and Writing, is that it points to things like Amjur and all of the various annotated codes and that sort of stuff. And one of the best places to go is Shepherd Citations. And when you're looking at municipal ordinances and things like that, they're almost non-existent, but there are from time to time, apparently, in Shepherd's summaries and annotations, notes of municipal codes and ordinances. The unfortunate part of this whole system, as we've said before, the niche builders, the lawyers, have gone up into the great sandstone wall of life. They've carved themselves out a niche, and then they've walled themselves in with specialized forms and languages and documents and research and things like that. And they're walled up like that, hidden behind this little wall. They hang their shingle out, and they rape you every time you come across their threshold. All right? And so our entire system of law basically is locked away from us because it's hidden behind the American Bar Association's barriers, like Lexis, which you can't access unless you pay the big money, like Thompson West. You can't access their stuff unless you pay the big money, apparently. Well, there is a wet little PDF, it's an 8-pager, on this website that I gave you. You can go back and get it off the archives and transcribe it. I wish I had other ways of giving it to you. But the idea here is that they actually list various different places. This is the title. This was written by Beatrice Tice, the Foreign and Comparative Law Librarian at the University of Michigan Law Library, updated 3/23/04. All right? And she writes this. This is Drafting Legal Documents, Practical Resources. This little 8-page jobby. All right? She says, if you're going to practice law, you're going to draft legal documents. No matter what type of practice you pursue, drafting will be an integral part of your daily work. And this mirrors exactly the information that Deborah Bouchot covered in her 600-page book here. Civil litigators draft complaints, other pleadings, interrogatories, jury instructions, settlement agreements, appellate briefs, etc. Criminal lawyers draft plea agreements, motions, in limine, writs of habeas corpus, appellate briefs, etc. Transactional attorneys draft contracts of all types, leases, promissory notes, articles of incorporation, etc. Even more than doing research, you will find that legal drafting is in many ways a very definition of practicing law. All right? So I've got the city coming on me and at me in regards to an ordinance that I had no knowledge of at all when I moved into this community. And I am having to scramble like crazy to try and find the right format to address it in law. And it's not been easy. We'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. System start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so we find there's just absolutely nothing but truth in what we're looking at here from this little PDF. I dropped the link into the chat room. If you're in the chat room, if you're not, you can go certainly log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Click on the chat room there and jump in and pull this link up for yourself. But this little document, it's an 8-page PDF, that covers some pretty interesting stuff. Continuing, it says, although every document you create will likely be unique unto its situation, it is not necessary to reinvent the wheel every time you sit down to draft. This is part of the problem that we have, because we have, in a way, been locked out of the legal system. All right, we're supposed to know all of the law, but even if you read all of the statutes, and I've read a gob and a bunch of them, looked at some this morning, shared one with you, but even if you look at all the statutes, as Nancy Pelosi said, you're not going to know what's in it until you pass it. And I have to add to that, you're not going to know what's in it until it passes through courts, at the courts of appeal and perhaps the Supreme Court. You won't know what parts have been ruled unconstitutional, what parts have been ruled, you know, conflicting or whatever. And the only way that you can apparently really get that is through Shepard's citations and others, where they go in and they keep track of what has happened to these various statutes and rules and regulations as time passes. And you're complete, you know, if you base all of your argument on something you found on the Internet, and you didn't know that if you shepherdized that piece, that you would find that it A, has been repealed, or B, substantially amended, so on and so forth, it makes it really tough to come out and become vocal local locally when the municipalities and your city and your county and your state are trying to climb up your stovepipe, all right? As in my case right now. Now, continuing, says, just show me. Boy, I like that. Just show me. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. But if you don't have a guide to go by when you're trying to pro se or write up a letter, do a little legal research, if you don't have the best guidance, you know, you're starting from scratch every time. So you're always behind the eight ball. You know, they give me 10 days to respond, you know. 10 days, it takes me 2 hours just to tell you each morning what I found on the browser in 3 hours. Anyway, the best guidance for legal drafting is usually seeing an example done by somebody else. I mean, what is it? This mean this should be held from us, you know? What does a mortgage look like? What does a will look like? So on and so forth. You got to go through all this expensive stuff. You know, we talked about intellectual property the other day. I can understand that. But if everybody's just basically looking at the same kind of forms and then create, you know, making their additions to make it suitable for the purpose at hand, then why isn't this stuff just available on the Internet? Why is it hidden behind Lexis and Thomson West and some of the others out there? I've got a couple of different things, places where I could show you to go that I've discovered. But the best guidance, again, for legal drafting is usually seeing an example done by somebody else. As a legal term of art, these exemplars are called forms. the legal term of art, forms. Although such examples will never be perfectly tailored to your unique situation, they usually provide enough information to get you started on your own drafting. Forms are available in many, well, forms. Commercially published form books provide general drafting information as well as forms specific to subject, jurisdiction, and document type. Court-prepared forms are standardized forms provided by courts for frequently used pleadings or other court procedures. So becoming familiar with your court clerk, I guess, is imperative, and to find what standardized forms they have. Your institution may have an in-house data bank. They're talking about your institution, all right? That would be if you're in a law firm, in which legal documents prepared by attorneys have been archived as forms. Your colleagues, again, if you happen to be in a law firm, may have ideas about where to find forms. The matter file may contain documents that can be used as forms. Finally, your own forms file can be a good source of information. So all this talk about forms, you know. I remember back in the 70s and the 80s in Washington and Seattle, you could go to a bookstore at Northgate, which was a mall, and you'd go in there and they had a filing cabinet, and Washington Legal Blank Company had forms, legal forms, for just about everything that you could imagine. And all of those legal blanks were available. You could Xerox a copy or you could buy an original right there at your fingertips. Now, there might be something like that in the bigger cities. I haven't got any access to that out here in the stick land. And I haven't found anything convenient like that yet on the net. Form books. Form books contain simple legal forms couched in standard court-tested language. That's what you really need. You need the boilerplate. You need the boilerplate. You know, you go into an attorney's office, an attorney's office, and you say, oh, well, you know, what we need to do is, you know, to get some money out of an account in an estate, and the bank says that I can't get it, and I need a letters testamentary. Well, what is a letters testamentary? And the legal aid, the paralegal goes, well, I'll tell you what a letters testamentary is. It's $500. Well, what do you mean, $500? Well, it'll cost you $500 first to prepare a letters testamentary for you. $500, huh? God. Well, I got $10,000 in a bank account, and I got to get it out. I guess I'm going to need to have you do that. And she says, fine, what's your name? What's your address? What's your telephone number? What's your Social Security number? What's your driver's license? Very good. Hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. She's looking at a screen on the computer, filling in blanks. She runs it through the printer and hands it to you and says, pay the person up front. You're in there for maybe 2 minutes. Maybe five. For $500. Because they have the form book, and you don't. Form books are typically multi-volume sets, and boy, aren't they, arranged alphabetically by topic. Forms are accessed by using the index, usually contained in a separate volume, which will point to the user to appropriate topics and sections. Many form books include narrative text related to a topic in addition to the forms. Therefore, don't forget to check form books as a secondary source. And we talk about primary sources in law, and that would be your case law, stare decisis. And then secondary is your form books, apparently, and your legal dictionaries, and your legal encyclopedias, and your publications, periodicals, treatises written by law students, and so on and so forth. Many form books, again, include narrative text related to a topic. And these are form books are a secondary source. Unfortunately, there's no easy way to determine the quality of a particular set of forms for a particular situation. Often, they say, the best way to do this is to ask someone with experience, why not a librarian? So for all of you that are out there in the listening audience, and you happen to live in a big city, or maybe you live near a university, you might be able to see whether or not you actually have a competent law library someplace near you. I was living over in McDonald County in the far southwest corner of Missouri. I went to the county courthouse, and I asked to see the law library, and it was a room about the size of a toilet room. There was maybe, I don't know, a total of 100 books in there, and that was it. That was what was available for the generally dumb people to come in and try and defend themselves, sit in that law library, all right? Not very good. Some of the big universities that have a school of law, you know, they might have a building as big as an aircraft hangar. Thousands and thousands and thousands of books. Where do you start there? Well, as the author of this document said, why not ask the librarian? Caution, here's a caution. Form books are very useful sources for exemplars of legal documents, but they were not drafted with your unique legal situation in mind. Always exercise extreme caution when relying on a published form. So if you find something up on the internet, don't just grab it and use it. Make sure that you've studied it carefully to make sure that it works for you. And then you need to check with your local court clerk, because they typically, from what I've discovered here recently, they have certain court rules, all right? And they might have court rules and they might have court forms. You know, if you submit some document on the wrong kind of paper, they'll throw it out because it doesn't match the local court rules. If you don't, you know, use the right citations and headings and things like that, if you don't use the blue book for citations, they just throw it out. They look at it and they go, oh, this is junk. All your work is gone. So there's just little things that we need to be aware of, the things that keep us away. That's why we know it's not justice, it's just ice, and they're ice cold.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so without going into this too much further, I want to go just a little bit longer with it. General form books. Again, I'm working off of a little 8-page PDF that I discovered, stumbled upon on the internet. Again, it's www.law.umich, that's University of Michigan, www.law.umich.edu. And then it goes through library, so on. They might have a search block up there, and you can just look for a drafting.pdf. They might have that. I don't know. If you don't know, you want to get it, just send me an email, bvlhost@centurytel.net, and I'll get it out to the wider audience. I don't do very much posting on my website. These form books run the gamut of the legal topics from abandoned property to zoning, so it's from A to Z. They contain something for everyone. General form books are not jurisdiction-specific. Okay, and then that's important, too. Because each of the states, you know, the Bar Association, like I said, they created this wall between us and justice. Lady Justice is blind in both eyes, all right? If she could see, she'd take those scales and slap the nearest judge right upside the head with them and then chase the attorneys out of the room. But she's blinded. Blinded by the, well, what can I say? They blindfolded her, all right? You ain't see no justice in America anymore. Therefore, you must be careful to compare the language with applicable statutes, regulations, and decisions in order to determine that it complies with the requirements of your jurisdiction. There's venue and there's jurisdiction. There's this state and there's the state. Things do we need to know about. Major sets of general form books. Now, this is where I wanted to go. All right, because if you have these, you can type them into your browser. You can confirm what I'm saying, but you might be able to find some of this stuff. One of them, it's American Jurisprudence Legal Forms, all right? And that's abbreviated as AMJUR, A-M-J-U-R. A-M-J-U-R, Legal Forms, second edition, 1971. You can type that into your browser and stuff will come up. Maybe you could find a used set on eBay. However, I will say that I did find postings in a Google search that I ran from young lawyers, you know, some 60,000 graduated out this year, that are looking to set up a law practice. And so these books are in high demand. So even among the lawyers trying to cut corners so that it doesn't cost you $10 million to set up a law office, these things are in demand, so it might be hard to find one. But American Jurisprudence Legal Form, second edition, 1971, is a set that contains transactional forms, business law. American Jurisprudence Pleading and Practice Forms Annotated. American Jurisprudence Pleading and Practice Forms Annotated. This is short form is AMJUR Pleading and Practice. You can type that into your browser. That's 1956. This is a companion set to the AMJUR Legal Forms. It includes forms that are used in litigation. West's, that's W-E-S-T apostrophe S, West, Thompson West, West Legal Forms, 4th edition, 2003. And this one includes forms related to business and commercial issues. Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, Nichols, Cyclopedia, C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A, Cyclopedia of Legal Forms Annotated in Form Books. Provides forms and secondary source information for commercial issues, all right? It continues, subject-specific form books. Many form books publish forms related to a specific subject or an area of practice. These books contain the basic forms and a multitude of optional clauses that may be included to address particular situations. They may also include secondary source material regarding the subject, thereby functioning as treatises. So in addition to being a pro se litigant and all of that, if you can see these forms, you can get a better understanding of what it is that you're facing on a particular issue, and you might see an avenue of attack when it's time to become vocal local and defend your rights and your property, your title rights and interest on your property, where you are. Right? So these forms I'm trying to take the time here to draw it to your attention, to realize that this stuff is out there, but it's hard to find. It's hidden behind a veil. All right, it's hidden behind the Masonic emblem or something. Fletcher Corporation Forms Annotated, 4th edition, 1972. Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R. Corporation Forms. The Herzog, you know, like Michael Herzog, our host on the network, Herzog, Bankruptcy Forms and Practice, 9th edition, 1991. The David Simon Computer Law Handbook, Software Protection, Contracts, Litigation Forms, that's in 1990. The International Child Abduction, A Guide to Applying the Hague Convention with Forms, second edition, 1993. It's going too fast for you. Just go back and get the one you need off the archive. The Uniform Commercial Code Legal Forms, 4th edition, in 2003. You just type these into your browser, and a whole page will come up on them. jurisdiction-specific forms. These form books focus on legal documents used in a particular jurisdiction. The most prominent jurisdiction is that of the federal courts and major sets of federal forms. Benders, federal practice forms, 1951 forward. Forms for all aspects of federal litigation practice. You know, is your attorney actually doing you any good or not? You're paying through the nose for legal counsel? The documents that they're handing you, wanting you to sign, are they just simply downloading a form off of a computer, just like these loan mortgage foreclosing companies, and having you sign your name, and then they charge you hundreds of dollars for something that, you know, just is internet copyable? Of course, they don't come for free. A lot of these things, I mean, you go in and look at it, and they want hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to log on to get a password to get in there. And then a lot of the forms, the individual forms, they want bucks for, because they know that in the law merchant, the merchandisers of law, they know that they're going to charge their customers, you know, $100 or $200 or $500 just to fill out a few pieces of information and print out this form. And so just to get your hands on the form, they charge you bucks. Federal procedural forms, lawyer's edition, 1975. West federal forms, 1952. You can just type that in your browsers. Examples of state form books, the Michigan corporate forms, California jury instructions, criminal, trust and will provisions, practical drafting out of New York, 1987. Now you can go to like Office Depot and places like that, and you can get a little e-kit and sit down and work out your own will and other things. Some of these things are available there, and they're not that expensive, 20 bucks, whatever. They probably have instructions in there of how you tailor it to your particular use. But this is the business of law. Most of it's been computerized these days. Document-specific forms. Still other form books focus on specific types of documents, like complaints, for instance. I got a couple of complaints I'd like to wage right now. But here it comes down. Many form books provide a framework for complaints of various types. However, since complaints are fact-specific, these forms can provide little more than a general outline. But sometimes all you need to know is the general outline. How do I even begin this? How do I tell them, you know, I've come here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and unfortunately I'm all out of bubble gum? You know, how do you do that without looking like an idiot? How do you do that? How do you write a letter to a municipality to get them to back off on something effectively? Well, some of that can be found in Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals by Deborah Bouchot. But as we found, unless you can find one of these at a flea market, the new version with the CD-ROM and everything with it is like over $100. I bet I got my copy for $1 at a flea market. No CD. Shepherd's Causes of Action 2nd, 1997. This multi-volume set discusses issues surrounding various causes of action. Near the end of each annotation, an annotation just simply notes, you know, a discussion of what you've seen, is a sample complaint form for each cause of action. Interrogatories and other discoveries. Maybe you're just reading the news, you know. You're up on Wayne Madsen's place, or up on Blacklisted News, or over at Mike Chambers, and you read about a piece of action, you know, law. You can also go up on the Bloomberg each morning, and you'll see in the law section, click on that, that when they're talking about a case that's existing now or happening now, they'll also give you the case citations. You can type that into your browser and pick up all the documentation on it, read it. I didn't realize in the past how important it was to sit down and read some of this case law, these decisions by the appeals courts. It is very revealing. It opens up some of this legislation to you in the way, like Nancy Pelosi, again, building a barrier. You're not going to know what's in it until you read it. And I say you're not going to know what's in it until it's passed through the filter of the court system. Bender's Forms of Discovery includes forms for interrogatories on all subjects. How do you ask questions? How do you ask questions that actually nail them? You know, I used to try a 3-point or 4-point strategy, like chess moves. Ask the first question. If they answer that, then ask the second one, which leads them into the corner, and then ask the third one, which puts them in checkmate. You know, that kind of a thing. What kind of questions do you ask? How do you even posit questions when you're speaking truth to power, if you want to be effective locally? American jurisprudence, proof of facts. Proof of facts. Show me your facts. Show me the law. Show me your evidence. All these specious allegations made, all this intrusion against our private property by these batards. Be back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So I'd originally intended to go into a little bit more of this William Ernest Hawking's book, Human Nature and Its Remaking. Kind of got sidetracked with a little bit longer material in that time lag that nailed me in the first break. But anyway, I'm just going to give you just a little bit. I'll come back to this again hopefully tomorrow. Ideals and Their Recommenders, chapter 28 or 27 out of this book by William Ernest Hawking, written so long ago. And just two sentences. A man in the midst of a society which is trying to shape him is not to be thought of as surrounded by pure altruists. Of course, it was August Comte that coined that term, altruists, and altruism, sociologists, pure altruists, those that live for others, altruism. Whatever behavior is recommended to him will bear some trace of the convenience of the source of recommendations. And so though you can come out and you can say, you know, the Debt-Free America Act, These behaviors always point back to those, the convenience of those that make the recommendation. And so we might, you know, be well off to continually increase our understanding of law and legislation. Because this, as you've noticed, the pace has picked up. We're dying a death of 1,000 cuts out here in La La Land, and it ain't quite as cheerful as it once was. The many courts, again, prepare forms for frequently used pleadings and other filings. These are typically the check-the-box and fill-in-the-blank documents that contain standard language. Your unique drafting input is kept to the bare minimum. The goal of these court forms is to simplify procedure. So you definitely want to check with the court before you launch into some great exposé, because they want to simplify things. They want to get you in and out with your foreclosure in 30 seconds or less. Court forms are often available for summons, form interrogatories, family law pleadings, cost bills, various notices, various orders, various stipulations, various criminal law pleadings, default judgments, jury instructions, etc., etc. So you can just go to your local court and ask the court clerk if they have a list, apparently, of court forms. They have their own court rules and their own court procedure, which makes the system even more complex, because you could post something on the internet, hey, this is how I did this, only to discover that it only works in your local court. And if you get in the big city court, it won't work there, even in the same state. Or if you leave your county, it's not going to work as well. There'll be something different. This is how the legal profession walls themselves in behind their obfuscatory linguistics. Often, failure to use a court-prepared form is grounds for dismissal, default, or discipline. Would you like to know that before you've done all the work and frustrated yourself? So going to the court and finding out what their forms are for various things is a good place to start, a point A. When preparing to draft a document, think about checking with the court to determine whether a court form should be used. And they say here, the court website is a good place to look for available forms. Unless you happen to live out in Stickland. They don't have any of this up on the internet. Forms online. Many forms are available online. Some of the best places to look are as follows. Now, get your wallet out. Yeah, you can get these online, but it ain't coming to you for free. But anyway, here's a couple. Lexis and Westlaw. Again, Lexis, L-E-X-I-S, you've heard of LexisNexis maybe, Lexis and Westlaw. Now, that for big money, you can go into there in here and get forms. They also have a way that you can use your credit card and buy specific forms. If you just happen to know which form you're looking for, you could actually buy a single form without becoming a member or subscriber, I think, from what I saw on their own websites. Many of the form books mentioned above are available on Lexis and or on Westlaw in full-text searchable format. Check the database directories for availability and coverage. Sometimes you can go into a law library in a university and they will have a subscription to Lexis and West, and you can take advantage of their subscription as long as you're working inside of that building. I don't have a good law library university close to me, but it may be that you can do that. I've read about it time and again, that if you're living in a big city, that you can access the university's law library and then, you know, visit with the librarian, get familiar with the law library. Washington Law or WASH Law Web Legal Forms. It's WASH Law, W-A-S-H-L-A-W, WASH Law, like a whitewash, WASH Law Web. It's washlaw.edu. Contains links to websites containing numerous forms, including state-specific and jurisdiction-specific forms. Again, I'm looking at a PDF, www.law.umich, University of Michigan, .edu/library/students/research/documents/drafting.pdf. Get it off the archive. Electric Law Library Legal Forms. Now, I went up to Electric Law Library Legal Forms, and it's a very interesting site, www.lectlaw.com. They purport to be the net's biggest collection of free legal forms. Free legal forms, free money, free forms. Lectlaw.com, lectlaw.com, /form.html. Lectlaw.com/form.html purports to be the net's biggest collection of free legal forms. Forms are divided into categories for law practice forms, business and general forms, and premium forms, state-specific forms of various kinds. Then there's Fed Forms. Excuse me. Provides one-stop shopping for federal forms most used by the public. And that's www.fedforms.gov. FEDFORMS.gov. You can check that out. Here's another one, Find Law. A lot of people like to go to Find Law. Find Law Forms. Forms.lp.findlaw.com. Forms.lp.findlaw.com provides access to state and federal and bankruptcy forms. Also includes a form finder feature that allows keyword searching of the forms of a particular jurisdiction. All right, so there's more things that you can look at in that area. And again, I'm just simply saying that in my own case, even though I've read of the law for years and years and years and years and years and years, I find myself woefully deficient, as I've stated on air in the past, probably couldn't adequately defend myself, you know, against a parking ticket. Why? Well, because there's a barrier between what we know about law, what we think we know about law, and the actual system of just ICE or just U.S., just us, and you ain't in the club. In-house data banks. Your organization may have a formal or informal in-house data bank of documents, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you're working for a big corporation. Maybe you're working for a bank out there. And maybe if you talk to the legal department, they would have, you know, all kinds of forms that you would be familiar with that might have come across your desk from time to time. And then there's more on this as well. But for further reading, they say, look, drafting effective contracts. It was by an R.A. Feldman. Drafting Effective Contracts, A Practitioner's Guide, 2nd edition. Drafting Effective Contracts, A Practitioner's Guide. Right? Here's another one. Brody, S. S. Brody. Legal Drafting, written in 1994. Legal Drafting. These are just things you can type into your browser. The book will pop up. Maybe you can find a cheap copy of it on Alibri Books or one of the other used booksellers, the Antiquarians. Maybe get a copy of this book for your own library if you're interested in this. And why shouldn't you be? Every single day, another half a dozen pieces of legislation are brought into existence, and they all impact us. And besides just us, we have friends. And as we become more and more of a center influence, as we begin to build local precinct groups, as we begin to prepare for the times that are coming, it might be kind of nice to put together 3, 4, 5, 6 minds. Maybe you know somebody that has more interest in law than you, and you can get them fired up and excited about this idea of legal research and writing for the paralegal, and you can start building your own legal research library right where you are, so that when somebody's property or somebody's life or somebody's freedom is infringed by an errant, you know, and tyrannical local municipality, or worse, your county government, or even worse, your state or federal, you're not having to recreate the wheel at the last minute. Well, that is the last minute. We're all out of time for today. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.